Well, good morning, Morro Bay. Today is Thursday, August 11th, and we will be kicking off our monthly Tourism Business Improvement District meeting. For the record, the time is 9:01 a.m., and we'd like to establish a quorum of our board members. Starting from my right to left, we have Board Member Charlie Yates, Maggie Jurin, Jane Beeman, and myself, Aaron Graves. You will notice absent today is our esteemed chairperson, Michelle Honorood. She gave us her resignation a couple of weeks ago. It was wonderful working with her, and so she has been resigning completely from our TBID board here. My understanding is that she had been with us for 6+ years, volunteering her service to Morro Bay, and I'm sure because of her efforts, Morro Bay Tourism is a better place. So thank you very much for everything you've done for Morro Bay, Michelle. Standing in for the meeting is myself, Aaron Graves, vice chairperson, and I will carry it forward until we bring forward a new chairperson. Next on the list would be the public comment period exclusive to items on the agenda. So if you'd like to step up to the public comment mic right here, we'd love to hear from you. So if you could please state your name and the organization you're representing.
No problem. My name is Kristen Horowitz, and I'm with the Morro Bay Triathlon, where our company is All Out Events.
I'm Yishai Horowitz with All Out Events as well.
We just wanted to speak to some concerns that Jennifer called us and told us that you guys had some concerns that we thought we would talk to you about. One of the things in our application is, yes, we are a for-profit company, and I think a lot of people don't understand why we are and or why you should support for-profit events. One of the things to know is, like, if you think about it, most people, when they have an event, they hire somebody to put them on, and then they build that into their budget. We don't do that. What we do is we actually put the event on and hope it doesn't lose us personal money. And if it does, then great. And if it doesn't, then we continue to carry that forward. So rather than having a salary built into what we do, we make sure that our nonprofits are supported first before we take money. And then we ourselves will take what's left. And as I said, we actually have, if you read the letter that I sent in response, we actually carry a fair amount of debt. So every time we have a for-profit, we are investing it in the future that hopefully it will come around. And this year we're really hoping that it will, because our race director, who's not able to be here because she's actually getting certified to be a trainer for triathlons in Omaha at the moment, is brought a lot of really cool stuff this year to the event, and he'd like to talk about that.
Yeah, so this year we've actually been selected as a state championship race. The drought has actually helped with that, because there's not a whole lot of lakes left anymore. That's the unfortunate part, but the fortunate part is we have a nice ocean to swim in here. So that should be bringing in quite a few more registrations. Last year we had about 500 people participate in the event, and about 80% of those were from out of town. So that means that they were heads in beds in Morro Bay. We're looking forward to increasing that number this year. In addition,
I'm sorry, Yishai, how many were from out of town?
80%.
80%.
Yeah, and that doesn't include, like, San Luis Obispo. That means, like, out of town.
And roughly how many people would that constitute?
Yeah, we had about 500 people altogether, so okay. 80% of that. Yeah.
Thank you.
In addition, this year, some of the things that we're doing, we're working with Caltrans and our traffic management company, Alert-A-Lite, to close the north and southbound right lanes of Highway 1. So that'll be pretty cool. We're working to make sure that it doesn't impede traffic as much as possible. But that'll be pretty spectacular for the participants. Just increasing the course quality, increasing the numbers, and increasing the number of people that are going to be staying in Morro Bay.
And then to speak to the other point that you guys were wondering about, why don't we have a local charity? As I said, we actually started this race as a charity produced that they hired us to put it on. And unfortunately, they didn't support it enough that they basically just gave it to us. And so we've been carrying it forward. We love local charities. We work with a number ourselves, but we've also had some problems where a lot of times either our budget is too small for them to really put intention to it to get what we need. For example, Caltrans requires letters from nonprofits to say, yes, we're part of this, and they wouldn't get them to us in time, and so we basically scrambled, and we have friends that run charities, and that's who we relied on last year, and as I said in the letter, I think we wanted to reward them this year, especially with the growth, because they were there for us. We're super open if you guys have recommendations of really good people to work with. We'd love to support Morobay itself or something within the county. But like I said, if you have a good partner, you don't really want to change it. So, good. Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
I do have one question. Maybe I missed it. So what is the charity that you that
Oh, you're it's called Water Run.
Okay.
And basically, it's not. Is it called Water Run? Okay, sorry. We keep switching between two different water places. Water Run produces, basically what they do is they raise money and then go all over the world and build wells for communities that need water. And one of the things that's interesting is apparently a lot of times when you have the wells, they'll build the well and then just leave it. And then when it breaks, it's pointless. So he supports it throughout the entire thing. So he'll travel throughout the world and do this as, like, most need and works with other things like charity, water, and things like that. So.
Yeah. The other nice thing about it is 100% of donations go towards actually building wells. There's no administrative fees taken out of it. It's a total volunteer position. He is based locally he's up in Templeton, but it is based locally. But, yes, the wells are international. So.
And I have to say one of my favorite things is being able to market it in that way. Like, when you're swimming, think about the fact that you have water and others don't. So we've had a really good time with it in the past and hopefully continue to grow that kind of a – we'd like to have the engagement of whatever the nonprofit is that people are racing and feel it. So any other questions?
No. Okay. Thank you very much, and thanks
very
for bringing
much.
The twins. Right. Bye-bye. Next public comment, please.
Hey, I'm doing a public comment. Hi, my name is Jane Beeman, and I'm with the Bayfront Inn, and I have two public comments. The first one is about the triathlon. First of all, there's a history in this town of giving grants to not necessarily nonprofits. Morobay 50th is a good example. We gave them a lot of money. They supported other things, okay, that were not necessarily overnight stays. The triathlon did sell out my hotel. Without it, I wouldn't have had the business. It is a very good event for small hotels in the area. So that's what I'd like to say about triathlon. You can take your kids now. I love those kids. All right, the other thing that I would like to talk about is the other hotels. Some of you may know, may not know, we had a horrific event with the main sewer line at our hotel. And I really want to publicly thank the Breakers, Dylan at the Breakers. I like to thank Nick over at the Rockview. I like to thank the Seaside Hotel and the Coastal Hotel. They were right there to, number one, accommodate our guests and also to meet the same prices, which is a really big deal in the industry because there is disparity, and this is the summer, and really their help was phenomenal because it's a huge dilemma when you have to shut down on a weekend and for a week when you're booked solid. So I really want to thank them publicly. And the city of Morobay, I'd also like to thank the Public Works Department. They were right there on the job. And we really appreciate it. And we are up and running as of tonight, which is a big deal. That's it. And I'm going to join that triathlon now.
Thank you, Jane. Next public comment.
Judy Salamaka, and I'm on the board of directors for the Maritime Museum of Morobay. And I'll be very brief. I just wanted to add, I know we'll be talking about our San Salvador project later, but I wanted to add the first news media release that has gone out Tuesday so that you would each have a copy of this, as well as I tried to pick up a copy of the Bay News today because our first ad is in the Bay News. So we are rocking and rolling, ready to go, and expecting the San Salvador here on the 29th of September, all the way through the 10th of October, which are new dates. Thank you.
I just want to say that the Maritime Museum is actually looking for volunteers to assist with this two-week thing. And personally, I'm going to volunteer a full day, and I'm trying to get each of my executive staff to volunteer, each of them, one full day of volunteering to assist with the San Salvador. And I think it's a really great, opportunity for us to step up and volunteer and help out.
Thanks.
So you can see we're very enthusiastic about it. Next public comment, please.
Good morning, folks. My name is Jane Heath. I am both a business owner and a resident of Morro Bay. I'm here today really on behalf of the Merchants Association concerning the application for grant that was presented and has now been acted upon, at least by the staff report, and you folks are going to look at today. First of all, I just wanted to thank the staff for what I think was really difficult work. Those are, you know, every one of those requests is absolutely unique, and it takes a lot of time to go through them, so I very much appreciate that time and attention. The other thing, though, that I want to address, a couple specific things. One is probably mostly because of timing. In the past, these grants have typically, the applications have been in April, May, which then means that we would be getting it in before our first event. We had been doing two street fairs a year, one in July and one in November. Because of the way the dates ran this time, the first event, the July event, actually happened before the deadline for the application. So because of that, we found ourselves with sort of, is it one event or is it two events sort of thing, and I apologize to staff and for creating the problem that there was one place where we missed and it said two events instead of one. So I wanted to make that clarification. The importance of that is that the membership has not made a decision regarding whether there will be a summer event next year, because in part we're wanting to determine whether there's still interest in the community in doing that. So we're watching very closely the event that we just had, which was quite successful, and the one in November to know whether that's really going to continue to be a viable event. The other reason why we applied for a matching as opposed to a straight grant and for the amount that we did, which was $500, is because the group both feels that $1,000 is an appropriate amount to spend on the type of advertising that we've been doing, and also because $500 is really all we can match, you know, from our budget. So now, although the staff has been very generous and suggested instead of a $500 match, a $1,500 match, we're not necessarily in a position to match that amount. We chose to do the match in part because there was one of our members who was applying for a grant for an event, which I think I know Susan Stewart is going to address to you. And because of that, we went for the match and the member went for the grant. We understood the rules to be that you could only do one or the other. And so that created some difficulty for us. So we were going to ask and if you would consider the possibility of an additional application. I know that this grant period is finished, but I also know that there's ongoing funds potentially available. What our group is most concerned about is that we're looking at the next one of our street fairs being during the holiday season, which typically is a very slow time for our merchants here, and I'm sure for the hotels and restaurants as well. And so we would like to see some money put into beautifying the city for the holidays, and that's something that hasn't been done for a number of years. So we would like to consider, we would like you to consider the possibility of an application from the Merchants Association to address beautifying the area so that when folks do come for our street fair and for other events, and even just to enjoy our beautiful scenery, that there is some welcoming presence. You know, we feel very strongly that we want people to come here and spend time in Morro Bay. We think that the merchants' events tend to have people stay longer. They may not bring them here, but they'll keep them here, which I think is at least as important. And so what we're most concerned about is that when they do come, that they have a terrific experience here. And we think that beautifying the city for the holidays in particular would be a good event. So we're going to offer that to you. And again, thank you for your attention. And we're available for any questions in terms of our somewhat hurried and, you know, quick application that created some confusion, I think. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Heath. Quick question for you. I think for you is to have a few thoughts. Jane?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I do have a couple of things, but just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to hold my question till we go over grants, because if you're going to be talking again about this during grants, this is, we do have a agenda item on the grants, and if anybody's here to publicly speak on grants, I would wait till then.
Yeah, I understand, and I appreciate that, but unfortunately, I have an appointment, and so I'm going to have to go. And, and so because of that, I appreciate your, and I should have mentioned that, that I'm going to need to take off. So that's why I was addressing my issues now.
Okay.
I don't know if Susan Stewart can stay. If she can stay, then she can address your questions.
Well, I'm going to wait for my questions during the grants.
Fair enough. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, board members. I'm Walter Heath. I'm the president, all-volunteer organization, Morro Bay and Bloom, that does civic beautification here in Morro Bay, and also the director of the Morro Bay Surfboard Art Festival. I'll speak to the Surfboard Art Festival part when you discuss grants, but I did want to let you know that we printed up our community profile for 2016. We have to produce this book. It's a living postcard of Morro Bay and speaks to all the community involvement here in Morro Bay. We have to produce this document ourselves. Each year we participate in the evaluation and awards program that's sponsored by America in Bloom. So it's a big deal. It costs us about $3,000 a year to participate in the America in Bloom program, including producing this community profile. But and then when the judges come, they confirm what they see in the book. That's sort of the idea. And we've already been through our judging cycle in June. We put this up electronically on our website, and we feel that it's in part a good economic development tool for Morro Bay, and also offers our visitors an opportunity to see what's really going on here, in addition to some of the other things that they see. So I will leave enough copies for you. I didn't know how many to bring. I'll leave these for you so that you can have it, and I'll be back when you talk about the grants for the Surfboard Art Festival. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Heath.
Mr. Heath.
I guess we do have a comment.
Well, my one comment is, I think what you guys do is totally amazing for this town, and I want to personally thank you on behalf of myself, and everything that I've seen is terrific, and I think if you can get a membership and produce that for $3,000, that's amazing also.
Well, thanks, Jane, but you know, as you know, we're just one of many groups out there who are doing that work, and we're very blessed in Morro Bay to have several groups that are interested in doing this kind of work and keeping our public spaces welcoming.
Yes, I agree, and if they were up there on the podium, I'd thank them too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Susan Stewart. Question on your agenda. Do you feel that you will hit the grant application stuff before 11? Because I can wait for my comment until then. Then I have to go.
Absolutely. Our goal here is professional board to stay on time target. We adjourn at 11 a.m.
All right. Then I'll hold public comment till then. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Any further public comment? Seeing none, we will close the public comments section and open it up to the third item on the agenda, which is consideration and appointment of a new board chair. As I mentioned at the beginning of this meeting, we are currently looking for somebody to do that. I spoke to Jennifer about this earlier, and it is customary in this situation for the vice chair to step up and become the chair. That is the role that I'm currently in. If nominated, I would be honored to do so. However, I also realize this is a democracy. We're all donating our time, and we want the best performance from the board. So if anybody else also would like to do so, we respect that as well. So I'd like to open this up to the board right now to talk about nominations, who they feel would be the best suited for this case.
My choice would be Aaron.
I choose to nominate Aaron as the chair.
I choose to nominate Aaron as the chair.
I also choose that.
Well, thank you all very much for the vote of confidence. We will need to make a motion on this, and so we'll need somebody to make a motion.
As a senior member. Okay. I make a motion to nominate Aaron as chair, and I'd like to make a motion to nominate Charlie as vice chair.
Yay.
Thank you.
I second.
Okay, now all in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? I will abstain from voting for myself as chair, and as I imagine, Mr. Yates would be abstaining from voting for himself as vice chair. But other than that, that is necessary. From here forward, we insist on a gavel. It just seems appropriate. All right, motion passes. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes from our July 14th meeting. I'm imagining all of us had a chance to review the meeting minutes. Is there any comment from the board members about it?
Yeah, I'd like to make a note that there's errors. There's errors in here on item number four, just typo, J. June. That's a typo there. And in manager and number five, Manager Little spoke about the Manager Little talked about. That needs to be changed. And the other thing is, I was in the Finding Dory press coverage, it said something about pursuing Disney for support of future aquarium project. I don't remember discussing that Disney would support us with an aquarium project. I think that we were discussing that the aquarium in the movie was Monterey's, not ours.
What we talked about, Jane, was once our new aquarium is built, then going back and talking with Disney about the possibility of using the Home of Dory or something like that for Morro Bay our aquarium is built.
Can we clarify that? Because yes, that kind of means that we're going to look for them for financial support.
I can fix that.
Okay. And the declaration, in the declaration then number nine, was it the Jewel of the Sea or was it Jewel of the Central Coast? I don't remember Jewel of the Sea.
Jewel of the Central Coast, as I recall it.
Yeah. So those were the changes that I saw.
Okay. I believe we all noted Jane's recommendation on changes.
Okay, one more. Good.
Charlie,
just
exactly.
One more. It was the date on number 10. Thursday, August 14th is actually a Sunday. So just to change that to the 11th, which is today.
Right. And I underline that. There you go. Okay.
With those changes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
Second that motion. Any public comment on the motion? Seeing no public comment, all in favor of the motion?
Yay.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Moving right along. Item 5 on the agenda is closing books on the Morro Bay Tourism Business Bureau. And I imagine this is something that Ms. Little would like to run with.
Yes, I just want to talk about it briefly. I'm hoping that we can have the city attorney help us close out the books. I know that there was some paperwork that was filed that is not completed and needs to be done. And the attorney is on vacation for the rest of this week, so I will talk with him when he gets back. Talking with Dana, the city clerk, she's concerned that he might not be able to because of the nonprofit status, and that's strictly, I need to ask the lawyer. So before I can have him move forward, I'll need to get clarification if he can do that or not for you guys, okay?
Okay. Yeah, probably have comments up here. Taylor?
I'm supposed to, in the bank account when we do close that up,
right.
If you could just keep me in the loop so that I can go and do that.
Great idea. So, Taylor, with that, I've been sending statements over to Michelle's office. Should I be sending them direct to your office instead?
No, to Aaron.
Or Aaron now, I guess. Well,
yeah. Why don't you and I just confer about that and wrap up the details? And I believe, Taylor, you're the treasurer, correct, as well? So you have banking rights. Okay. So why don't the three of us figure out how to dissolve it? Would it be prudent to wait for the city attorney's signature?
Yes.
It seems like
absolutely.
It would be. Okay. So why don't we try to resolve this between now and the next meeting, and then we can report back to the board on how the dissolution progressed 30 days from now. Taylor, comment?
Yeah, just in the meeting that we, our last meeting with the nonprofit, in our minutes, we had a certain date that I was supposed to close the bank account on, and so I'm just trying to do my job. So you just let me know what I need to do, and that's
so
my
it's
thing.
Still open as of now?
Yeah, I haven't done it. There's a I think it's October.
July 31, we decided.
Yeah.
Then I'm wrong.
It's okay. But you're right. We were past the date that we had voted to close the account.
Taylor, there should be no more money coming in or out of that account. You just need to reconcile that all the checks have cleared, and you can probably close it. This was more about the legal side of closing the 501c with the state of California. There was papers that were filed, and for whatever reason, they bounced back. So we just need to get that closed with the state.
Do you want me to leave it open until you're done with that?
I can do that. That's fine. Yeah.
So just let me know when you're done with that, okay. And then I'll close it.
It seems prudent to leave the bank account open in case there's any dissolution fees or penalties that it should pay for its own.
You bet.
Probably the last thing would be to close the account. Makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
I had one other thing to say. Because I'm the only one here that was when we started the bureau, and the city attorney is the one that developed all the paperwork, you know, regarding the bureau and the nonprofit. So it's quite appropriate that we wait for the city attorney to come back. And if you just call the state and let them know what's going on and maybe find out why it was returned, that would be fine. But if it's not your purview, then maybe Taylor could do that and call them, because that's a bureau and you're not, yeah, so...
And I know all those documents that were returned were sent over to the Best Western, so I don't have access to them. I didn't open the envelopes. They came in June before I was taking over.
We could send an email to Michelle and just tell her to get all the documents to Aaron, and then somebody can call and find out why they kicked them back. There's usually a list why. There's a reason.
Sure. I reached out to Michelle a few times now. I'll physically go over there, and we'll get those documents and resolve it timely. Any other comments on that? Okay. That being said, we'll close that down. Next item on the agenda is the one I'm sure we've all been waiting for. A drum roll should probably precede this. Item number 6, review and approval of the 2016-2017 grant applications. So after reviewing the documents here, there was a subcommittee that was put together, which consisted of a few members of the community for donating their time. So thank all of them for being out there and doing so. That subcommittee consisted of Homer Alexander, Ruth Ann Angus, Jack Smith, and Charlie Yates sitting right here. As far as proceeding forward with this, the subcommittee did make a series of recommendations, as was very tidily tallied up here. And we should just review these one by one. Since I was not part of that process, it seems appropriate for Jennifer Little and Charlie Yates to kind of run with this.
Let me go through a few things before we get into each grant.
Okay.
So the applications, the way that they were done, it was a little bit confusing. So I spoke with the attorney to make sure that we were doing things correctly as far as the T-bid goes, and also the city. Some of the notes in the actual application said that if you received city money from another department, you could not apply for the grant. I know with the Harbor Festival last year, they got money from the Harbor Department as well, so I wanted to clarify that with him. He said that is not the case. You'll see my note in the staff report that is not correct, that there's nothing preventing you from also giving money to a group if they've also gotten other city money. And the other thing was, as far as the profit versus nonprofit, he said it is not a problem for you to give grant money for a profit group like the triathlon. So that was the other thing. I just wanted to make sure we were really clear and we're all staying, you know, online and keeping correct. So both of those, he confirmed with me, we're good with. Okay. So
okay, excellent.
Yeah. So what I did was I just did you all have all the grant applications minus the financial information. So if you have questions, I do have that. We can talk about it briefly. And then I just did a two-page overview with about a paragraph on each one and what the subcommittee decided. And this our decision was not, you know, permanent. This is just our recommendation. The only one that we got a little sideways on as a group was the triathlon. So there was no final decision on a grant recommendation. When we get to that one, we'll talk about it. But I think we'll just start at the top and go down. Does that sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Okay,
yeah, proceed one by one. And we're just going to use your synopsis page, not the 137-page PDF that you sent out?
No.
No, okay. Sarcasm intended.
And I'm sorry, I will really try to keep my notes under like 20 pages from now on. 137 pages was crazy. I'm sorry. But I wanted you to have all the applications. So the first one is the citywide yard sale. And that application, the question that our group had was keeping the chamber involved. I know the chamber is concerned about being overly involved. And so I spoke with Erica, the president of the chamber, and she said that she would draft a letter specifically stating how they would be involved, if that would satisfy your needs for knowing that they're still going to be helping that situation. So our recommendation was to award this group $3,000 towards their efforts.
And Jennifer, I had a question on that. When you said that the Chamber of Commerce is going to participate financially or just in organizationally?
Really on a management side, Maggie.
Oh, okay.
I guess they've helped in the past as far as handing out maps and things like that.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, I'm not about the paper literature. I don't really agree with handing out maps. I don't think that that's really necessary. There's a really great app now that most people use for yard sailing called Yard Sale, and it will give you the whole map. So I personally would like to get out of the pushing paper out of any business as much as we can.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so the citywide yard sale in the past has been an amazing event, and people come here because of it. Last year they didn't have a map, and it was not good. It was not good for the people. The map is a money raiser. People advertise to put out that map. One of the reasons the chamber didn't want to be involved in it previously is because they would have to man the maps and people would come there. But that's great. People are visiting the chamber and also the visitor center. So I think that the maps are a really good thing, but I also don't feel that our money should go for it because that's something that could be advertised. But 2 years ago, the director of tourism for the bureau had a brilliant idea and used some of the marketing money and put ads on TV in Bakersfield, Fresno, Tulare, yada, yada, yada. And it was the largest response of overnight stays that this town has had. And that's what I would like to see money used for, because we want overnight stays. And so I would suggest that you can might look at that and ask mental marketing about that, because that is a really good use of funds.
Thank you, Jane. Taylor, comments?
I'm in full support of full funding for the annual citywide yard sale.
Thank you, sir. Charlie?
I think the application, the app, the yard sale app is an interesting idea. I don't use it, but I know that a lot of the visitors that have come to this historically want a tactile map. They like it. And so last year they didn't have it, and so they were lost, I think. This is something that could be distributed through the hotels as well. You know, we always like to tell people what's going on, what's happening. We can post it on our website. But if there's if Morro Bay Beautiful is actually charging money to put this map together and they're doing it, great. But I'm in support of the event. I think it's going to be fun.
Good thoughts. Thank you, Charlie. It seems prudent. We'll just take a brief vote on each one of these as we move along to approve the amount and any extra terms we'd like to see added there. So I believe at this point it seems prudent for somebody to motion. I'm sorry, Maggie. Forgive me.
So when we're saying we're giving the $3,000, is that in support of the chamber? Or is that for advertising? Is it earmarked in any way? Do we know how that will be spent?
It will be used for advertising and for the maps.
Okay.
There's no money for the chamber. We're just requesting them to be a management partner on this event.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
Excuse me, just a point of order. If you're going to be voting on these things, you probably ought to have opened public comment beforehand. Thank you.
Good point. With that being said, is there any public comment?
Yes.
Now that the board has all given discussion?
So Sorry, you guys.
On the citywide yard sale.
Yes, this is. Well, actually, it's on the whole grant application thing. So do you want me to wait until you hit the item, or do you want to just have public comment for?
Yeah, we're going to go through them item
so
at a time.
So
do you
have
any comments then on the citywide yard sale?
Item. No.
Okay, so okay. We should probably wait till we get to that. Thank you, though. All right, is there any further public comment on the citywide yard sale? Seeing no public comment, we're going to be looking for a motion with a few of the contingencies that were specified by the board members. That would be adding a physical paper map to it and approving the $3,000. So if we have a motion and a second.
I motion that we approve the $3,000 towards this event for marketing and that the chamber... I want the event to have the money regardless if the chamber's involved, but I would encourage the chamber to at least be a host place for the maps, and I do want maps. And I would like that the chamber actually take on the job of having the map and selling advertising for the map, and then they can keep that money.
It would be the visitor center, correct? Not, I mean, the chamber is managed by the visitor center, but it, are you thinking the visitor center? Jane?
That's all one.
Okay. So as I hear at the motion, $3,000, chamber visitor center administer physical maps. Do we have a second on that motion?
I'll make a second, please.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm a, I'm not ready to vote because I have a question to ask. I have some comments on the grants, and some of the things my comments will affect more than one. So if we're going to go through each one, my comment should become before that because it won't make sense.
Right.
So I feel like I shouldn't vote because I'm not ready to vote.
Perfectly. Fire away then. What are your thoughts?
Okay. So for I work in the event industry through the nonprofit I work with, and I've seen 6 years of all the different types of events that we have in this county as well outside this county. I work in Los Angeles also. One of the things that I've come to understand is that there is a balance between moral quality and money made from the event, which is usually fundraising for a nonprofit oftentimes, and also the fundraising for, you can call it fundraising, money created for tourism, such as hotel rooms. That being said, I think it's different depending on the city where you how the balance goes. Morro Bay to me is based on a core value of quality in our environment. That being said, I feel strongly that some adjustments do need to be made in how we proceed with events into the future with moral quality to the environment. So I'm going to give you a little overview of what I came prepared to talk about today, and it's going to affect a number of things, and it's going to move some money around if I were to be correct by the group. I strongly feel that our future in Morro Bay is going to be based around our estuary, our marine biology, wildlife, the future aquarium, and the supportive nonprofits that support that aquarium, such as the Marine Mammal Center and the Pacific Wildlife Care that covers all of your marine animals. For example, how can you have tourists coming to stay in hotel rooms to go look at otters if you're not supporting organizations that keep those otters alive? I believe that in the future of Morro Bay, with that being said, this environmental quality, fireworks are not in our future. I believe at some point we'll no longer have fireworks in Morro Bay. I strongly feel this way. I feel that if you were to remove that now, that would open up a large amount of money, not only for us, but with the organization on our agenda asking for money for fireworks. My example being, if the Harbor Festival weren't asking for $10,000 matching grant for fireworks, that would give us $10,000 to spend on other events and save them $10,000. If that were to be changed, we would be able to support other events, such as the Superbration, which we decided from the subcommittee to give no money to, which is a small event, but a high quality of attendees, who it is attending is very, very high quality. Writers, food industry, so on, supporting a very needed and underfunded group, the Pacific Wildlife Care. Also, on the application for that one, I'm going to point out when we get there, there was a mistake made on the number of hotel rooms, and I have the data for you. I also feel like the money being available, if we weren't to do fireworks, would allow us to fully fund the Morro Bay Triathlon. I also feel that that money will allow us to fully fund the Morro Bay Surf Art Festival. I also feel that that money being available would allow us to fully fund the Avocado Margarita Festival and give more money to the car show. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much for your thoughts, Taylor. I'm not sure how to proceed forward with regard to the fireworks. I know it's been a bit of a controversial issue. I don't know if it's on the agenda right now and something, but it possibly could deserve consideration in the community. I think that we're at a point right now where it's on the agenda. We need to make decisions, so to shift that kind of money around would be rather substantial. This is probably a discussion to have for the following year on speaking to the Harbor Festival, because there's a lot of logistics that would need to happen to shift these dollars around, and it would affect the community. There's going to be a lot of input.
I have something I'd like to say on it, just so you're aware. Excuse me. The subcommittee has not recommended to spend money on fireworks. So the Harbor Festival came in and met with my department. It's probably been almost a month ago, and they were in a spot where they had to pre-fund their fireworks. That's already been done. They did it out of their savings account. And so we very specifically, in our recommendation, gave very specific items on what that money would be used for, and it was not related to fireworks at all.
Can I say something?
Okay, I think I do see it here. You're listing it must be specifically used for site expenses and rentals.
I have a question. First of all of the grant funds, did that come from general fund?
You're asking if the money came from grants?
All grants came from general fund.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I'm making a point of that because in the past, I didn't want to have anything to do with giving out grants on the TBID board. You know, we could go ahead after a grant is made through the city, through an event person at the city. We shouldn't have to deal with events. We shouldn't have to make those decisions on events. What they, you know, we are not the controller of events. So I think that a future agenda item that we need to talk about would be taking on the responsibility of being a grant giver and taking general funds for grants. That's thing one. Thing two, if we want to adopt a policy to match grants after they've been given by the city or somebody else could come to us, then we can make those decisions on what type of grants we want to do. But those are future agenda items. And I think that we need to go through these one by one and say, yeah, we like this one. No, we don't like that one. Or we want to massage the money for that one. We can do this at this juncture. So I totally agree with what Taylor says. And I would like to really go ahead and move on one by one, but look at this for future agenda items because I think it's an important issue. All of the issues are important.
Let me bring up one more thing before we move forward. So there is a grant review sheet that you have in your documents, and it shows you what they received before, what they've requested, and what we have recommended. It also shows you at the bottom we still have an additional $12,000 left in this grant cycle that we have not allotted out. Now, remember, we have not talked about the triathlon at this point. It is still blank, but you do have the ability to add money wherever you want to do it. These are just our recommendations. So we are totally open to hearing what you guys want, and it's not in a bubble. We're here to make it work, so let's talk about what we need to do for the groups.
So I'd like to restate that motion about just the annual city yard sale.
Fair enough. Okay. The motion that Jane posted is granting the full $3,000 and asking for a physical map for the yard sales. Is there a second for that motion?
A second.
All in favor?
Yay.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Next item on the grant application review, number 2, the Avocado Margarita Festival by the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer or Charlie, if you'd like to take it away. You were, as part of the subcommittees, it feels appropriate for you to kind of introduce the
Absolutely.
The item and the thoughts.
I'll go ahead and start it. So this is obviously a really great event for us. We all know that. And the fact that they're bringing on a new event, the Friday night event, will help our rooms stay, hopefully go to two nights versus one, because the second day is a pretty long day. When you buy your Friday night ticket, it includes a ticket for Saturday. So that, again, helps keep people into the town. So one of the things that you'll see that we've done is requesting them to put a reservation widget on pretty much all these. If we're giving money, we want it to go back to our rooms and get people into booking our rooms. So we have recommended to approve the full $5,000 that they requested towards the Friday night event, specifically since it is a new event.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is any comment from the board on?
I have a question. Okay, so the full $5,000 I'm totally in support of. My question is, though, is that the full $5,000 is for the two-day event, not the separate one-day Friday event, correct?
That's
so
correct.
Is there a separate application for the one-day Friday event for funding for that?
No, it's just one application. But we were looking at, Taylor, from the aspect it is a profitable event, the mm-hmm. Saturday event, and they're bringing on this new component, which they don't know if it'll be profitable. So for our subcommittee looking at it, it made sense to give them the full funds because they don't right. know if that part will be profitable.
Yeah, I understand that. I was just, in the application, it specifically denotes a differentiation between funding for like the days or whatever, and the way the application reads, a small event is not supposed to be part of the number of days of the event or something. So it makes a separation. So that was my only question on that.
Thank you, Taylor. Charlie?
One thing to note is that the event used to be a Saturday-Sunday event, and Sunday was not well attended. Most people were already checking out, leaving, and so they retooled it to do a fun party to start it off. And the out at the Grove, I think it's going to be really interesting. One thing that we're working on is trying to get food critics and travel writers and wine critics to come out to this Taste of the Grove. Again, I think it's a great event, but it has morphed from a two-day weekend event to a Friday night opener with a Saturday event. So I'm all for it.
Good deal. Thank you, Charlie. Maggie?
No, just to support, I like the idea of the Friday night because as I read the statistics about the demographics of those people that you expect to attend, I think is the type of people we want to get into Morro Bay. So I think the change they made is very good, and I support the funding of this.
Thank you. Jane?
Walter, you're on the board of the chamber. Would you mind coming up here? I've got some questions.
Sure.
Okay, this event is on... It's less than a month away, the Friday night event. Have you arranged for all the chefs yet?
You know, I can't speak to that. Our board meeting is next Tuesday. My understanding is yes. Yeah.
And
from our last board meeting, it sounded like if they didn't have all of them, they were well on their way and might need like one or two more.
Okay. So
I heard at least five at the last board meeting.
Okay. So... one of the things that, and this goes back to event funding and planning, is that we're less than a month away, and it's on September. I mean, I don't know about the rest of the hotels that are on this board, but we're late on the uptake, okay? I'm almost completely full that weekend. Anyway, probably in anticipation of the Avocado Festival. So, you know, I'm sure that these people, well, maybe not, because most of these people are Expedia and Booking.com anyway. But what alarms me in general is that we're giving money to a Friday event and it hasn't even started being marketing. And we don't even have all the ducks in order and in place. And this is a huge event that they should be working on October for the next year. You know what I mean? So do you know if all your volunteers are in place and all the booths are sold for avocado? You don't know any of that, right?
Well, yeah, from the last board meeting, yes. Those things are in place. We were told at the last board meeting that there are already 50 tickets sold for the event.
For the Friday night event?
For the Friday night event.
By locals or out-of-towners?
You know, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, something that I think you can appreciate. I mean, we're always looking for new ways to bring people into town. And granted, it's not your conventional ag tourism component. It's making it accessible to, you know, a demographic that might not otherwise participate in an ag tourism type of event. I feel that ag tourism is an area that of growth for Morro Bay. You know, a lot of the farm-to-table movement, a lot of the local producers, all of that. And I feel that this is a first event, and it opens the door to additional ag tourism. If people who want to produce these events see that it's being supported by the TBID and it's being supported by the community, I think we'll see more of those. So I think there's an overriding big picture that I'm sure that, you know, you have the vision to appreciate. That there's some growth here, and it is a first event going through its growth phase, right? You know, it's just like I'm familiar with that. You know, producing an event in its third year, and the first year isn't always ideal, you know, and there'll probably be some flaws. But I think overall the concept is fantastic, and it will be well attended, and it opens the door for similar events around the fishing and other, you know, local producers, farm to table. So I'd ask you to kind of take the 10,000-foot view on this one, and support this.
So, Mike, what's the ticket price for the Friday, Saturday night?
It's $60, and each of the board members were issued 4 tickets to sell. So, in addition to the 50 tickets that I've already sold, there's a built-in another 40 at least. I know I've sold mine, and I know my other, you know, fellow board members are on the hook to do that, to support the event. So we do have some skin in the game. So we'll have at least 100 people.
Okay, and so just I didn't really quite see what the entire budget for the cost of the Friday night event was. I couldn't kind of figure that out with this.
Yeah, and I didn't come prepared to speak to that. My understanding is, I had that number right.
That's okay. So, yeah. Jennifer, what's the cost of the $5,000 is specifically for the Friday night event, and it's $60. They would have to sell at least to make that back, 100 tickets at least. What's the total cost of that event? Is it $5,000?
No, I have their budget. So the budgets were taken out because it went on public record.
So what's the cost just of the Friday night event?
Right. So their budget for Taste of the Grove is $10,000.
Okay. Yeah, so just to make back the $10,000, they're going to have to sell at least 200 tickets, right?
Say that again.
What's the
capacity?
What's the capacity of the
Grove? It's 200, I believe. And it is already being promoted, just so you're aware. They've been advertising it for probably 30 days. And we've gotten some pretty good press pickup. NBC did a good article on it as well. So we've been not spending a lot of money on it, but we have been helping support them with that.
Okay. And so my other – thank you, Walter.
Sure.
So my other question is, last year we gave the Avocado Margarita Festival how much money?
No, last year we gave them $1,000.
Okay. And did we ever get an accounting for that $1,000?
I couldn't tell you that. I was not. I'll have to find out.
Okay.
I think that every event we give money to is required to give us a full accounting.
It's standard, so I just wanted to.
And from my point of view, if we don't get it, they shouldn't ever get money again. You know, it's if the process is that once the event's over, that they give us a full accounting. That's part of it.
Well, that's when we talk about it.
So I want to make sure that my voice is heard, that all of these need to come back with a full accounting. That's the way it works.
Within 60 days of the event. So anyway, the $5,000
Jane,
for the Friday night.
I love the consideration and dialogue. Out of respect for the other events, though, we have about an hour left. Well, we have 15. Okay. Hold on a second. We have 15 items on the agenda, so that only gives us about 4 minutes per item. So we do need to push past this.
Okay.
All right. Is there any further public comment? I didn't want to get hijacked there on the avocado margarita festival.
Hi, Susan Stewart, business owner and resident. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. I think it's an interesting concept to have this night before the event thing. It is only going to be 100 to 200 people, whereas the actual avocado festival has thousands of people every day. I was a little disappointed to see several of our local events shortening their events to one day. I know my daughter went to, she participates in the Renaissance Fair every year as a booth member. What they did this year, looking at how challenging it was to get second day membership, they said, well, let's change it up. We're going to add pirates. They had a huge second day, family-oriented pirate ships for children to climb on and learn how to say "arr" and all that kind of thing. So I think we're kind of missing the boat, shortening our events, and I hope that as we move forward, we look at how do we make it work. My thought was always make day two local special if you have to. You know, make it the day that the children come in and do their little dance shows, or you have local musicians the second day and the really big acts the first day. I think when I was on the promotions committee, that's what we looked at. We need more events and we need longer events so we get the overnight stays. I do think the dinner in the Grove will be great. I bet it's going to be mostly local people and not motel stays. Not to say you shouldn't do it. It's a great concept. I sort of agree with Jane, too. Maybe this money should be distributed through the recreation department. You know, maybe it's a city parks and rec kind of, you know, here's the grants for events. I don't know. That's a whole other, like you say, another agenda item. Just wanted to voice that, though. I think we're missing the boat shortening our events. Thanks.
Good thoughts. Thank you, Susan.
I'm Walter Heath, Morro Bay resident, and I am a member of the Chamber Board. I feel the need to respond. In talking even with the event planner and just about alcohol-related events in general, I had a conversation with the event planner of this event, and it's just a fact that events at which alcohol are served ride an extinction curve. And this event in particular with 1960s music and all that kind of stuff rides an extinction curve. And I think that's why you saw the diminished attendance over the last couple of days. I think it's kind of an unfortunate to kind of talk about family-friendly events in the same context as the Avocado Margarita Festival. It's kind of an unfortunate conflation in the argument because the Avocado Margarita Festival isn't really a family-friendly event. I mean, it's an event at which alcohol is served. So here we're talking about, you know, the night before, Taste of the Grove, something different, bringing in folks with more discretionary income who appreciate food, an appropriate pairing of food with wine. And I think we're talking about the new demographic of tourist in Morro Bay. And I feel that that should be encouraged. I mean, it was very heartening to see kind of increased bookings among folks who are you know, athletic and naturalists, and we're seeing more of this kind of anecdotally in the hotel bookings, and I think we should be encouraging that because those are the folks who have money to spend, not only in the hotels but also in the retail businesses. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Heath. Any further public comment? All right, we will close the public comment section. My takeaway from this from the board is that everybody seems to be relatively in favor of the event, and everybody is willing to allocate funds. So I think we're looking for a motion and then a second to do so.
I'll make a motion.
Taylor?
I'll make a motion to fully fund the event for $5,000.
Second?
I'll second.
You have to
call for discussion.
Excuse me?
So you have to call for discussion before
you vote? Well, we just had substantial discussion.
Well, I want to say one thing.
Okay.
The only thing I want to say is I want you guys to realize that with the $10,000 budget for this event, that's $500 a person. You're in event planning. I just put on a wedding for a kid. That is very rich, $500 a person.
part of the what we do and the challenges that we have with events is that we're giving money to different organizations. And from my perspective, one of the things that we're really trying to do is to develop a sense of Morro Bay. And events like this, we're working hard to draw in writers, critics. One of the things that I think that we really need to do is to get editorial about Morro Bay and how wonderful we are. And events like the Taste of the Grove, an editorial in, say, Wine Spectator, Food and Wine Magazine, LA Times Travel Section, Sunset. We've invited all of these. It's a hit or miss. We'll see who comes to each of these events. We need to concentrate on what's it going to bring to Morro Bay in the light of editorial, of advertisement that we don't have to pay for. And so if you take in context a $5,000, you can't buy an ad in Sunset Magazine. $5,000 ad's this big, but if we get an article in any of these publications, it could be worth $100,000. It could be worth a whole lot more than that. And so a lot of these events that I look at are, what is the marketing edge and what are we going to get out of it in the future? It may not be this year, this month. It could be years from now that we've gotten an article that's been written. We've got different people posting about the foodies, the margarita people. And I'm just thinking sort of outside of it being, we're funding the event. No, we're really trying to fund marketing opportunities and editorial opportunities for food critics and travel writers and sports writers to come into our community and educate the world on Morro Bay. So
let me just add one thing to that, Charlie, because I'm totally with you. So to me, Morro Bay has gotten in this habit of funding the same events year of year of year of year and never expecting a growth from them. And this, to me, is where we should be funding. We should be looking to grow our activities, grow our events, grow them into a better person that's going to stay in the hotels, and that is what they are actively doing. It might not be profitable, Jane, this year. At $10,000 budget and they have 200 people, that's $50 a person, not $500. But, you know, it's worth the money to go out there and see if this will work. This is where we should be spending our grant monies, to grow our community, not just, you know, keep plodding along. You know, we need to grow the visitors. We need a better quality visitor that comes in, and that's, I think, what this will at least start to do.
Amen to that, both Jennifer and Charlie. I agree. No, completely. It's an identity for our area. It's experimenting with new things. Since we're digressing here very briefly, I'd like to mention two things. The first, in the staff report here, as generated by Jennifer, she and the subcommittee for the events is recommending a 3-year grant cycle on everything. We are not looking to just continue to offset the expenses for these events for decades. They have 3 years to get it up and running, show a profit, and become self-sustaining. And that's a fantastic idea that will wean out the weak events that just aren't interesting, and it'll help us then shift money towards the stronger events. Times change, tourism changes, and it is possible that some events will die off and give rise to new events. So that's a fantastic point. Second thing I'll point out here is, depending on how much we allocate today, we are looking at spending between $45,000 and $55,000. If our budget of gross revenues is between $750,000 to about $800,000, we're looking at roughly about 6% of our gross receipts here being spent towards events. So it is not substantial. That still gives us 94% of our dollars left to get heads in beds, to work on media and promotions, and hopefully we will strike a home run with a few of these events as time go along. So to cycle back around, Taylor did make a motion to approve the event for $5,000. That was a little bit ago now. And we were looking for a second on the motion. Second there. All in favor of approving the event, $5,000 to be allocated. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, we have 4 in favor, 1 abstention. Next off, the car show, Cruising Morro Bay. Would Jennifer or Charlie, it seems appropriate for you guys to intro each of these.
This is a pretty great event. You know, it's gone on for many years. What we've really done is we've taken this event, we've said, you know, we'd really like to support them. They asked for $4,000. We gave them $2,500 last year. We're recommending that we give them a grant of $2,500 for the event with the inclusion of a reservation widget on their site.
I'm going to add one thing to that just overall, and it's specific to this one, is when these applications were created this last year, there was a dollar amount that was put with each line item. So these groups submitted a dollar amount based on totaling these up, which I don't think is correct. It's probably not the right way the application should have been done. So they did put $4,000 in here, but that was based on the way the application was written. And so totaling up how many days event, how many people it draws, how many rooms, it added up to $4,000. It's not the correct way that it should have been done. So
I'm going to comment, and I think this will help Jane understand too, and the board and everyone. The applications that we reviewed, when Jennifer and I and the group looked at these applications and how they were written by Morro Bay Tourism, they were really given an opportunity to max them out. It wasn't like, hey, this is what I want. It was, I'm going to check all these boxes and get the maximum amount of money. And anyone who's filling out these would be like, I just want it all. It wasn't like, give me this money for these reasons. It was really filling out. And so we're really looking at next year's grant cycle of really scrutinizing the applications, changing the process, and making it, you know, a little less let's check every box and make a little more thorough review. And I just think that the process has got to change, and we're just dealing with it one at a time. So,
all right, Charlie. So you both intro'd the event, and we should just go around the board one at a time and make any comment or questions. Taylor?
I think that this is one of the most important and successful events in Morro Bay, and I'd be willing to fund them as much as they require.
Charlie?
I like the event. I think we should fund it.
I agree wholeheartedly. It's a massive win.
Maggie. Yes. Book all of our properties on that weekend. It's great, great experience. But I do want to comment on what Charlie said. I wholeheartedly agree with that, because as I was going through the applications, I was seeing everybody check these large rooms that were booked. I'm thinking, really? How did they, you know, some of them I could see, yeah, that's absolutely true, but that's just so tempting for them to say, well, of course I'll book over 100 rooms, you know, or whatever, so many. So I totally support, and I know we've said that again and again, that we do revamp the grant process, move it up earlier in the year, look at timing and the process. But for this, absolutely support it.
Thank you, Maggie. Jane?
Did they want $4,000?
Totaling up the boxes, that is what they asked for.
So I would be very much in favor of supporting them for $4,000.
Do you want to make a motion, Jane?
I make a motion that we support the car show cruise in Morro Bay for $4,000.
I second.
All right. Would the public like to make a comment on the motion that has been made? Seeing no public comment, then we will vote. All those in favor of the motion by Member Beaman?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes. $4,000 to the Cruise and Morro Bay Car Show, and unanimous 5-0. Next on the docket, number 4, the Kite Festival. Jennifer or Charlie? Either of you, take it away. Thoughts?
This is just a really great event. It's bigger every year, and it's a tough event to do because of weather. You never know what's going to happen down at the Rock. You could have a rainy day, a super windy gale force day, or you could have a beautiful day. That's really the trickiest part about this event. Jennifer?
Well, this is going to be a little diversion. You'll see the way we recommended to pay out this grant is a little different, and we did not do this across the board. We really looked at the group and could they benefit, and could we as hoteliers benefit from helping them actually market the event. And so in this case, we did part of it to go direct to them, and then $1,500 to go direct to Mental Marketing to buy media against that event and help us book rooms. So it's a little different than, you know, just handing them the full check and saying good luck.
Okay. So in that case, it puts about one-third of our dollars directly towards marketing guaranteed of the $5,000. Any comment by the board?
I guess I was surprised at the large amount that we're funding them. And, you know, I like the idea of splitting up and forcing part of that to be for advertising dollars. But I'd like to hear a little bit more on, I know, as you said, they go down, they check the box, they say, yeah, we want this much. Can you share a little bit more discussion? Do we know how that money is going to be used, I guess is my question. If it's not promotion,
because no, it's really for the permitting and for the setup. In so much as that, you know, he's out there kind of on the beach. Yeah. There are certain fees that they have to come up with to pay for.
Got it.
And so, again, we, you know, this event being being an annual event that's been successful is one that we wanted to change up, as Jennifer said, where we're actually going to take a part of that money and give it to mental marketing to really try to promote it into a bigger event. But one of the things that they have to do is they're bringing in professionals, and they're paying for these professionals. They're paying for their hotel rooms, paying for their meals. These are guys that, you know, I can fly a kite, but these guys and ladies can really fly kites if you've seen how crazy they are. And so that's a fair bit of this money does go towards that part as well. It's hiring talent, sort of like hiring a band. So.
Good. Taylor, comment?
Yeah, I have a comment. In my experience with this event, which goes back a couple years, it feels like one of the events in Morro Bay that has nailed it on theme, but really needs cultivation by the community and by groups like us to help it grow into what it should be. In my opinion, it seems like a lot of this event has fallen on the back of one individual, and my fear, especially last year from his words, were that we were in potential of losing the event if we didn't give it better support and cultivation. So I think that your plan, Jennifer, is excellent, but I also wanted to publicly state that this event, as well as a couple of other ones, I personally am looking, okay, is it going to make it? I want it to make it. So I want to vote to fund it this year, but I'm waiting to see if it makes it.
Thank you, Taylor. Any other comment or questions from the board?
Did we funded them last year? I think it was, what, $3,500?
That's correct, $3,500.
Okay, so it's the same $3,500 plus supporting it. We also did that, too. Did we ever get an accounting for that?
Jane, I don't have any of the past event records, so I can pull those for you, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. Would any members of the public like to comment on the event or give us further insight before we make a motion for efficiency? I just saw a thumbs up and a good event. All right. Thank you. We'd like to make would somebody like to make a motion? It sounds like the board is all in unison to support it for $5,000, separated in $3,500 directly to the event and $1,500 to mental marketing. Can we have a motion on that?
Yeah, I make a motion that exactly what you said, Aaron, that we fund the full $5,000 and distribute it, the $3,500 for hard costs and $1,500 for marketing.
Thank you, Jane. Second that motion from Taylor Newton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you all. Number 5 on the docket, the Lighted Boat Parade. $1,000 is recommended to be granted. Jennifer or Charlie, would you like to start the discussion?
Well, I'll start really quick. So last time, it really was not a year ago, just so you know, the last cycle was 2014-15, so it was about a year and a half ago. They were given $1,000, and I think this application is unfortunately one of a good example of where they were, you know, checking the boxes, which was correct. Unfortunately, the boxes had numbers against it, which totaled $4,000. This is really a local event. I don't know that it books really hotel rooms, but I think it's worth giving them money for at least the $1,000 to help them, you know, bank it. But I would, you know, I would not do the $4,000 that they had requested.
Thank you, Jennifer. Charlie, any other thoughts since you were in the subcommittee meeting?
Really, this event is fairly local, and my desire from this board is to grow the event to be more of a visitor event where people come out. You know, when I was living in Newport Beach and we did the Lighted Boat Parade, and it drew people from all over the country, and they wanted to see the crazy stuff, and that's sort of like what we have here, is people want to see it. Part of the issue is that, and I came last year, it was really crowded, there was no parking, and it was tough for locals to even get down to where it is. it's a bit self-serving for me to say this, but if the route went further into the bay, possibly past the inn at Morro Bay, with over 300 parking spaces and a golf course across the street with 200 parking spaces with a great view, that we might be able to expand the event, bring in locals from not just Morro Bay, but there's thousands of trailer boaters that would love to decorate their boat, dress up as Santa, and get out there. I think that we need to do a little more outreach to get it to be a bigger, broader event. And so that's my two cents on it.
Thank you, Charlie. Taylor.
I love this event. It's part of my years here in Morro Bay. We always go to it. I have a different take on this event. I like this event as a local event. And one of the things I hear from the family that I joined, who have been here for 30 years, is that, and I think it's echoed by a lot of people in Morro Bay, is that there's certain times of the year and certain things in Morro Bay that it's kind of nice to keep them for ourselves. You know, I mean, especially with us being now a tourism-based community. I mean, it's nice to have some time when it's Morro Bay time. And for me, sometimes when you don't fund something and it makes it fund itself, it makes it tighter amongst the community. And I feel like if I look at the equation and the math, that the ceiling of making this an event that is possible to be like an event, it seems not likely. So for me, I would choose to underfund it or not fund it and force it to be a very localized event, which I feel like would make it a higher quality for the locals.
Thank you, Taylor. And something like this is a harder event to sort of monetize when it's just so open to the public. Maggie, absolutely.
Well, I had a different experience. We actually sold out our hotel because of this, and some of them were accidental tourists. You know, they were happened to be there that weekend and said, "Oh, this is so cool, we're coming back next year," and actually booked it for the following year. Checked with us to find out. So we, and because it is a night event, we didn't. You know, so that's just my personal experience. My comment, just purely personal, is the parade itself is very disappointing. You know, you come down there, I come down there as a local, and there are a lot of, it's just like, really? There's like a couple of boats. So that has nothing to do with us funding it or not, but, and I don't know how, maybe if monies could be put into it to make it a competition where a boat could win a prize, and I don't know, maybe it is already. They are already. But, you know, that's what I would like to see. To your point, Charlie, I've seen them in like Newport and places like that. They're phenomenal, and certainly we don't have that boating community. But if money could be directed into making it a better parade, then I think it would attract more people from out of the area.
Thank you, Maggie. Jane, comment?
Well, I know that last year they did receive money because Morro Bay Fourth also put in money to that, but also it says right on the application how much money they got last year, and it is a we have to, if we're going to remain in the event granting business, it's really important to have consistency. And this is an event that, number one, benefits the merchants in that area. All those restaurants are completely filled. Okay, they do contribute to the general fund. This is general fund money. It's very important for that. You'd have to talk to the Harbor Department about expanding it to the back bay because of the tide levels. Could be tricky. It's an intricate event also because of, you know, but it's a December event, which I think we need. And so I'm very much in favor of this, and I guess all they wanted was $1,000. No, they wanted $4,000. And, we do get some bookings for this, but it's really more of a local event where people come down. I just wish that we would advertise it more and that it would be a better event. But I'm in favor of this.
Can I go ahead and make a couple comments?
Absolutely.
So something that we could do in response to Jane is we could add money direct towards advertising like we've already done with the other event. So that is something that we could do additionally. And we can also, when I write up my letter, I'll encourage them to make the parade a little better for next year. And we could also put a parameter that this would be, if this is really a local event, that this would be the last year of grant funding, if you want to put it that way, or that they have, you know, 3 years to run out this cycle like we've been talking about. So,
well, I have one thing to say. In many of these events, Don Double D is the main contact. He's a great guy. And he, you know, he puts on a lot of events here. So, you know, if we do go to the route where the city decides to have an event person or city hires an event person, that's when they can meet with, you know, some of these key event planners and get these things consistent year after year after year. That's another thing when we do a future agenda to do that. But I'm very much in favor of this grant, the way it's presented. And I would also be in favor if somebody wanted to add $1,500 to marketing the event.
Okay. Then after the public comment, we can maybe work that into a motion. Is there any public comment on the Light of Boat Parade? Seeing no public comment. Okay. Another thumbs up from the audience. And a wave. Very enthusiastic. Seeing none said, we are looking for then a motion. Now, excuse me, everybody seems to be in favor of it. Jane just put on the table a $1,500 additional directly towards mental marketing to promote the event. It is a December event. Might help our heads in beds. We do have, depending on how much money we allocate to the triathlon, we do have a $3,000 cushion. If we were to allocate all the dollars to the triathlon, of that $3,000 cushion, we just added another $1,500 to the car show, which gives us another $1,500 cushion. Do we want to use that $1,500 to promote the Morro Bay Light Parade?
My thought would be to give them $1,500 and have it go directly to mental marketing and not to the Rotary, but $1,500 total go to
up it and 100% towards
100%
marketing.
100% to market the event.
That will help our hotels best. So I'm hearing a lot of agreement here. Charlie, would you like to make a motion to that effect?
I'd like to make a motion to amend the $1,000 grant to be a $1,500 grant, which will go directly to mental marketing, strictly for purchased media spend.
Do we have a second on that motion?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Oh, I'm sorry, Taylor. Okay.
I vote no.
You oppose that? Abstentions? Motion passes 4-1-0. $1,500 total towards mental marketing. Next on the docket, number six, the Morro Bay Surfboard Art Festival and Morro Bay in Bloom. Charlie or Jennifer, ladies first, perhaps. Jennifer, thoughts on
subcommittee
meeting?
Well, I think this is a really great event. And to add to this event, we had a reporter that came in from 360 Magazine. It's a pretty hip, younger publication out of L.A. He was here just about a month ago, and he really got hooked up with Walter and is really enthused about this and wants to be the premier sponsor. The magazine wants to sponsor it, which is really a great thing. And Walter might be able to talk a little bit more about that. But I think this has great opportunity to get that younger LA crowd coming up here and kind of broaden it out for hotels specifically, where it's really, you know, it's a local event right now as far as, you know, where the money goes. But I think we have a great opportunity to grow the event for rooms as well.
Thank you, Jennifer. Charlie, since you're on the subcommittee.
One of the great things about this event is that it just gets better every year. I know that the editorials that we're seeing and are going to get better. The art is incredible. One of the fun things that we've been able to do is with this event, I think, is really to get those sports writers. There's a larger opportunity, and surfing is huge, art is huge, and we've just talked, Walter and I have been talking about all these crazy things, but one of the things we really want to do is to get those writers in. I contacted yesterday Surfer Magazine, Eric Ader, who's one of the publishers, and he said, I'd like to come to the event. And so, again, this is just a super great event that it's just got my vote.
Taylor, comments?
I think this is a great event with a ton of potential for the future, and I think it's really important for the Marine Month that we're talking about with the boat and everything else in the Harbor Festival. And I would be willing to fund it for the full amount that they requested.
Thank you, Taylor. And for clarification, the subcommittee has recommended $2,500 be allocated, with $1,000 going towards the event and $1,500 going directly towards mental marking advertising the event. And I am for those dollar amounts and that disbursement. Maggie, comments?
No more comments. I totally agree. I absolutely support this. I think it's got a lot of potential for our community.
Thank you, Maggie.
To clarify Jane. Taylor's comment, just so we're clear, Taylor said he recommends funding the full amount that they requested, which was $5,000. So just to be clear, and they last time got $2,500. They've asked for $5,000, and we recommended $2,500.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. And that is the case, Taylor?
That's, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Jane?
I'm very much in favor of the event, and also I would be very much in favor of supporting the $2,500 that was approved by the
subcommittee. Thank you, Jane. Public comment on the event.
Thank you. Yes, hi. Walter Heath, Morro Bay resident and the director of the Morro Bay Surfboard Art Festival. I'm very grateful for the support that we've received in the past to get this event up and going. I'm here today to request an additional $1,000 above the $2,500 that's been recommended in the city staff report in light of some new information. I also sit on the Maritime Museum Board, and I've kind of seen the standard media buy that the Tribune does for $1,500, and that's great for the promotion of the event, but we really don't have an event unless we have an exhibit map where people can actually do the art walk and find the pieces that are around town. The Tribune has the art, so there's a good fit there because the media buy would be made with the Tribune, but it's going to cost $1,000 to print the maps and insert them in print editions of the Tribune and leave us some extra. They would be printing $70,000 for distribution actually in the newspapers, and $30,000 to their print subscribers and $40,000 to their kind of good news shopping circular, weekly shopping circular subscribers. And then that would leave us $30,000 to distribute to hotels and the visitor center and so forth. So in light of that information, we would normally, I mean, you know, I could say we could bite the bullet and use the $1,000 that were being provided for the event. But one of the things that we're planning to do this year, and we feel adds to the promotional value of the event, is to do hoodies. And we were hoping to use that $1,000 to actually place our order for hoodies that we would then sell. And as you can see from the logo, it's iconic, and it's good branding, and it's a kind of thing that we can take forward and really give some national promotional power to this event. So I'm hoping that you would consider adding $1,000 to the grant. It would be much appreciated. I want to also congratulate you, maybe piling on a little bit, but it's great to see that this board is making a match between the intrinsic value of traveling here in Morro Bay, which is our quality of life, and Taylor talked about those quality of life issues, matching up with the perceived value of the traveling public. I sat in on a meeting with a group of developers from around the county to talk about the projects, and that's something that the developers brought up. They said, what is the intrinsic value of doing a project here, and what is the perceived value? And it's great to see that this board is moving in a direction of making those two things match up. Thanks.
I want to go ahead and, yeah. Of course, I have more to add. So just to think about this a little broader, so what Walter's talking about is he needs $1,000 for a map, $1,500 for the Tribune, $1,000 for the hoodies, which is $3,500. Mm-hmm. Now, that does not take us into room booking situation. So if our goal is to get outside of our county and book rooms, I think we should add another $1,500 on top of that, still for mental, to go outside of the area into L.A., where 360 Magazine is, and really go after that market.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Mr. Heath, I think the sweatshirts are awesome and it helps promote the event, but up here we do have tough decisions to make. We are on a budget and we have to focus, laser focus, on heads in beds.
Can I add one more thing to what Aaron's saying? And it has to do with the Tribune. the Tribune, you have to purchase a Tribune to get that map. And there's a lot of free papers, like the New Times, and there's the Bay News, and there's the Tallulah Press. Have you approached them at all? Because at least that's free for everybody.
to get that. And people that are traveling here will pick up those papers. They won't buy a Tribune.
Yeah, I know the New Times was looking to have us do a media buy because there's an expense for them to print the maps. What we do to kind of offset that is we have the map available on our website. There's a dedicated website to the Surfboard Art Festival. So people who find the website through all means of promotion, Facebook promotion and other promotion that we do, will also find the map and can download that map, actually can carry it around with them on their phone. So that's sort of how we're addressing the free promotion of the event.
So then what you want the $1,000 for is just to be able to put those in the Tribune for local people that buy the Tribune.
Well, yeah, regionally it's promoted that
right.
way.
So it's a local, that's local use of funds. Okay, thanks.
Oh, and I should add, I neglected to add that this year instead of an auction, what we're doing is we're doing an art sale on the day of the Lighted Boat Parade. And so the idea is we're having, it's a curated art sale with the festival artists bringing in other pieces besides their surfboards. And they can bring in anything that's coastal themed, surf art themed. And the art sale will be from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the community center. So the idea being, I mean, you're just talking about the Lighted Boat Parade and trying to get people to spend the day here. The chances if they spend a long day here, there's a greater chance of them maybe spending the night here. In any event, they won't be rushing in at 4 p.m. looking for parking where, you know, none exists. We can get some folks in here that day and make it more of a day-long event.
And to that point, Jennifer, you know, we were talking about directing the Lighted Boat Parade funding to advertising. Would it be possible for mental marketing to, I mean, then that would make sense to me that we combine those and they push both of those together. Is that the plan? Or
I think it makes sense. I have to be a little careful because they are not under contract with all of these different groups. Mm-hmm. So the groups cannot contact them directly and start making them work for free. This would have to go through my department, so we would just add the money specifically to go to that event on my ad budget.
Okay.
I have talked with Marianne, and at first she was a little concerned that she's going to have like 20 different events that she's going to be marketing. I assured her that that was not the plan, and I tried to make it very cohesive. So they are the agency of record for Maritime Museum, and so they're doing a lot of the stuff that's maritime related. And so this, to me, was a perfect fit of getting them involved with Surfboard Art Festival. So.
Thank you, Jennifer. A quick thing we should breach, I think, is we haven't trimmed money from any of these events. We've added, we've added $2,000, actually, in what we have awarded today. We have a $12,000 surplus. We've added $2,000. That gives us a $10,000 surplus to work with. We're not quite halfway through the events. Jennifer, question for you. This $48,000 that is budgeted here, $60,000. If there are last-minute events that do come to us, are we spending everything now? Would it be prudent to sock away a few thousand dollars as an incubator for something that may come up on the horizon, or is this how we've structured it?
It is a once-year grant process, so the plan is if there's money that has not been allocated, we'll reopen the grants. There are some very specific groups that did not apply that did not apply. So if there is money, it'd be nice to not just spend it to spend it. Let's get it back out there. And like Winter Bird Festival is not applied, and they really need to apply. So if there's extra money, we'll put it back out for another cycle.
So I'm inclined not to want to spend every dollar today just because we could do
right.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. So
laser focus.
Mr. Heath, now I will remind we
sorry,
still have.
Sorry, I'll just make it really quick. Okay. But the Judy just corrected me because we've both seen that media buy package. That $1,500 is really for outside the area, and I just want to make sure that there isn't a misconception there. That's for digital advertising. The print ads are included as in-kind, and those are the local. So that $1,500 ad buy is for outside the area. For us, it would be along the coast and also into the valley. So to correct that, Jane, I misspoke when I answered your question. It is mostly outside the area that $1,500 goes to, and then they throw in the local advertising as in-kind. But the only thing that they don't throw in, because it's a different component, is the map.
Thank you. And that does change it slightly. Well, board, We have a few different ideas on the table right now. We need to make a resolution promptly. Jennifer has advocated throwing another $1,500 at it, but exclusively to mental marketing. So if we were to make a change from the $2,500 currently allocated, and actually to summarize it all for those who don't have the agenda in front of them, the recommendation from the subcommittee is to award $2,500, broken out as $1,000 for the event, $1,500 for mental marketing. If we were to up our dollars, Jennifer is advocating $1,000 for the event and go to $3,000 for mental marketing, which does bring in outside visitors and promotes Heads in Beds. Brief discussion, looking for a conclusion and a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to fund the Morro Bay Art Festival as $1,000 towards the event and $1,500 towards mental marketing.
Do we have a second.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Number 7 on the list. And at this point, we're down to about 3 minutes per event, so we'll want to try to move promptly. Out of respect, I know we all have other places to be. Number 7, Pickleball, Morro Bay Senior Citizen Center.
I make a motion that we approve the Pickleball Morro Bay stuff for what was recommended, which was $1,500.
Do we have a second on that motion?
I will second that Pickleball motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. $1,500 for Pickleball.
Just so you know, I put triathlon at the end so that we could see how much money we had. That's why I moved it, Taylor.
Never thought I would say $1,500 for Pickleball. That sentence would never have come out of my mouth.
You gotta play.
Okay. Never had the pleasure. All right, number 8 on the agenda, San Salvador Public Tours. The subcommittee is recommending $5,000 be awarded for the Central Coast Maritime Museum for the tours. Jennifer or Charlie, brief discussion.
I would just like to make a motion to fund the $5,000 for the Maritime Museum for
the
San
Salvador. I second that.
And I know Taylor loves it. Mm-hmm. So we have a motion.
Aye.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstentions, oppositions, forgive me. We're moving a little too robust here.
I just wanted to say thank you, but also, and that I do know that we do need to report back because I've done that before, but I think it's delightful, and we really appreciate the fact that we have somebody like Marianne to be able to do that professional booking of the different events. So thank you much.
Thank you for your comment. The motion passes 5-0, $5,000 awarded. Number 9 on the list, Supabration by the Civic Wildlife Care would be the benefactor. The subcommittee denied the request to send any dollars. Taylor did give some comment at the very beginning of the meeting about that. Taylor, would you like to elaborate?
Yeah. So I'm a huge supporter of the Pacific Wildlife Care. I really believe strongly in our institution of marine biology and wildlife, and I feel that currently we have two entities. We have the Marine Mammal Center and the Pacific Wildlife Care. You don't see them because they're not zoos. They're rehabilitation centers. So they do a lot of work that's intrinsic for our community, and we need to all support it. And funding rehabilitation is a hole. You always need more money. I think that it's really important that that institution stays in our community and that we give it the most fullest support. Last year, the event, I felt, was the best year the event had. The turnout was great, and the people that came out of town was a huge number of people, and in her application, she failed to check the number of hotel rooms. She misunderstood the terminology, as many people who did the application made mistakes. So I had followed up on that because I was surprised, because I know I was there, and I know that they had people from out of town that stayed in hotels. So she broke it down for me. She does have a record of it. She does have the data. So I was just going to submit that right now, if that's okay.
Please do.
She said that she had two people from Felon. She had Phelan. She had two people from Santa Clarita. She had two people from Palmdale, two people from Los Angeles, two from Fresno, two from Anaheim, two from Mojave Valley, six from San Francisco, four from Bakersfield, as well as people who bought tickets at the door and didn't submit zip codes that were also out of town. Many of those people stayed in hotel rooms. It's a small event, high quality. The Hind Foundation is a huge supporter of the Pacific Wildlife Care, as well as many other people that we're talking about as the type of people we want to support in events, like the Taste of the Grove argument. Also, writers. The woman who puts on the event is a local writer, writes for the Slow Journal, and has many contacts, amongst them Julie Salamaka is in the audience. I would be just really disappointed if we didn't fund this, and I feel personally that $2,000 is definitely something that we should do, and I would want to fund them the full $2,000. I can answer any questions.
I have a question. What is the date of the triathlon? Isn't it that same weekend, or no? It's
November 5th and 6th.
Okay. So the triathlon is at the same time as the Supabration, which would be a great combination for that event weekend. So I would like to be able to discuss both of these. We didn't approve either one of them. And this could be a great matchup of an event because we could get the people, after they're running around, to go drink some soup. They probably would need it. I think that might be a great match because they're both supportive of the environment, and I'm very much in favor of both of these events. So I would, and here's the other thing I want to bring up. The Bureau hasn't written their check yet of their outstanding funds that's in there, which those funds could be determined to be used for something like this.
I was going to say, Jane, you heard the triathlon group talk about that they've had a problem finding a local charity. This might be a good match for them as well if they wanted to bring it on as one of their charities.
This would be a great combination.
Any further comments or questions by the board, Maggie? All right, no. Then we'll open this up to public comment.
Judy Salamaka, resident. I had the privilege of being a judge on the very first Supabration, and it was up in Cambria and supported a whole different nonprofit. And I think 3 years ago, the determination was to bring it to Morro Bay. And so this is one of those groups and one of those high-end events that you can nurture and grow with chefs that come from out of the area, and a very high quality event that I really think that we should nurture, and thank the organizer for bringing it to Morro Bay and encourage that.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Just a thumbs up from the audience. All right.
Okay, I just make a comment?
Of course, Jane. How could you not?
They love me. Everybody out there, they just love me. So one of the things that I would love to do is fund these as a group to cause them to work together so that the charity could go there. And also, these are both, they're the most incredible event that we should have year on. And I would like to see us do a group funding of a minimum of $5,000 and include both of them in it so that we are promoting both events through mental marketing on one weekend, which would be fantastic for us, and also, for what they need. And I would like to see us do that if Taylor wants to make that motion.
I'm not sure about combining them because they are two different separate groups. I think we can write in our recommendation that they work together. I think that would be fine, and I think we can recommend to the triathlon group to add Pacific Wildlife as one of their nonprofits. I think that would be very reasonable of us to do, but they both need their funding. I think we need to do it separately.
This should be line item separated, and we can make the recommendation. Taylor?
I'd like to make a motion to...
I have one more.
Go ahead.
More of a question is... Can we mandate to the triathlon? I know they said they were open to charitable, and I'm not sure this year if it's too late, if they could switch that charitable thing. I don't know if you guys heard anything about that in the discussions.
There's some logistics here in getting to these nonprofits to conform and be able to work together, so perhaps it could be something we'd highly recommend and maybe mandate the following year, but exactly. This may not be entirely feasible to put this kind of pressure on them at this point. We have $10,000 left over in the budget, just to make everybody aware of that. If we do want to motion to, and that does not include the triathlon, which is asking for $9,000. So, the triathlon.
One thing I found out is that, you know, I have not attended this event, but I've heard so many great things about it. The event has sold out and has sort of reached capacity at the community center, and it could be a ticket price situation that the ticket prices are so great that everybody, but it's also an amazing time to test out different chefs' soups. We gave them $1,000 last year. They requested two this year. I know that Taylor's going to ask for two, but I think we should go ahead and give them one. That's just my thought.
I'm actually into giving them $2,500, and the reason is because I would like $1,500 reserved for marketing, and I would like Jennifer to talk to them, have a meeting with them and the triathlon, and tell them what our thoughts are, that we could really put both of these on the map. Now, there's also a superthon, whatever you want to call them, that is in Arroyo Grande also. I go every year because once you go, you always want to go, and the newscasters are there serving. It's a huge event, and I would like to actually recommend $2,500 to this event.
Then make that motion.
I recommend $2,500, $1,000 of the hard cost and $1,500 for marketing, with the caveat that I want Jennifer to have a meeting between the triathlon group and the super brave, whatever, and have them work, you know, have them meet and maybe brainstorm. They're all young. They're all energetic. I think it would be a great mix.
A second.
I'd even get involved if they'd have me.
I just seconded.
Taylor seconded the motion. I will just mention, though, with the $10,000 left, the triathlon is asking for $9,000. If we do allocate $2,500 towards this, we are have less to give to the triathlon. So just it does have consequences. On my thing here, I have $9,000. So we are giving less. By definition, we have to give less to the triathlon now if we're going to give this to Superbration, just so all is aware. Jennifer, am I incorrect? I see $9,000 on here for the triathlon.
They entered in both categories, which, according to the way that it's written, you're not allowed to. But, again, I talked with the city attorney, and he said that it's not correct, that you can fund both if you would like to.
Okay.
Okay.
So the subcommittee did recommend to go to the $9,000.
We did not recommend anything for triathlon because we were conflicted as a group.
So we have a motion on the board.
The motion, all in favor of the motion for $2,500 for Superbration, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Abstentions? Motion passes 4-1.
Thank you.
At $2,500 for the notes and the next event. Number 10, Varsity Girls Volleyball, Morbay High School Athletic Boosters. The committee recommended to give $2,750 to the event. Jennifer and Charlie, once again, you were in the subcommittee. You had detailed discussion.
You want to talk about
pretty straightforward?
It's pretty straightforward. It does bring in, it will bring in a substantial amount of hotel nights. It brings in families that will also return to the community. This is... a new event, and the Morbay High School Athletic Boosters have asked for $2,750, which we are recommending in full.
It's the same group that also does the wrestling event, and we see huge numbers when that event is here in town. So, I mean, if you want to look at both of them, you can look at both of them at the same time. It's really the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and a question I had was the event is called Slowtown Varsity, but everything happens here. I'm not familiar with it. Does everything happen here in Morro Bay, and the rooms are here in Morro Bay?
Yes, it's hosted by Morro Bay High School.
Taylor looks ready. Any comment from the rest of the board? Public comment before we motion? All right. Would somebody like to propose a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve this $2,750 for the varsity girls volleyball. And if it pleases the committee, I'd also like to make a motion, a separate motion, to approve the $2,750 for the wrestling invitation tournament for the Morro Bay High School athletic boosters.
I second both.
Two and one. All right. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Me.
Jane is opposed to that motion. Abstentions? Zero. Both the number 10, the varsity girls volleyball, as well as number 12, the wrestling invitational tournament, both pass 4-1.
All this paperwork.
Next on the list, number 11, the Winter Street Fair, Morro Bay Merchants Association. Jane Heath, you gave a lot of public comment about that earlier. Charlie, Jennifer, any interjection you'd like to give before we look for motion and further comment?
This was just like Judy mentioned earlier, it was a little confusing because they did enter for the Winter Festival, but then when you got into the notes, it said both events. And so that was why we expanded it to say let's also throw 500 at the summer event. I was at the merchants meeting yesterday, and it was unclear based on what we had written about that 500. Would it go towards this summer, which was just last weekend, or would it go towards next year? And I think that they would prefer to see the money go towards the winter, all the money, whatever we're going to do, and increase their amount if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay, and the subcommittee recommends the $1,500. You still stand by that recommendation, Jennifer?
I do, but the way it's written out, we would need to change it because I had 1,000 of it going directly to the ad buy for mental marketing, mm-hmm. and then 500 go towards the summer event, so we would need to change that.
How do you want to rephrase that?
Probably just all to go to the winter, so we could give them $500 direct towards the winter festival and then keep the 1,000 going to mental marketing for advertising the winter festival.
Okay. What's the date?
That's my question. It's actually over the Thanksgiving weekend. It's November. Yeah.
November 27th.
So my only question is from a driving room occupancy. What's the value there? I agree it's one of those things that falls in the category of intrinsic value to the community to get people here shopping. It really benefits the merchants. I'm not sure how it will benefit the hotels.
One of the things that we are promoting from tourism is doing a kind of a family reunion idea. That's what we're really going for on our off-season, trying to get people to come over Thanksgiving for the 4 days and spend time here, and having that festival during that time, having the downtown look better, I think is really important. I mean, it's right now it's a little disappointing when you come into town and there's nothing festive around, so I think it would help us sell to groups better, you know, saying come into town for your 4 days of Thanksgiving, have your family reunion here, and I think it would be best.
And Jane did mention that when she was talking. So will some of their budget, whether it's the money we give them or not, go towards doing things, putting holiday decorations up downtown?
Ms. Heath, you have some thoughts. Go ahead.
Susan Stewart.
I'm sorry.
President of the Merchants Association. Jane had to leave. I think we certainly want to move towards more festive decorations. I was talking with Walter as well about getting some of our local community groups together. One of our concerns is matching funds from our budget of $1,500 just for marketing would probably be a tough call. There are, you know, expenses in terms of the insurance that has to be paid and the trash and porta potty pickups, all of that stuff that has to be taken care of is done through the Merchants Association funding. So, you know, we saw the generous offer and thought, wow, that's cool, but gee, are we really going to be able to pull out another $1,500 for the marketing? So that would be the concern, whether it can slide into a different category perhaps. And we can certainly love to work for the wider marketing with mental marketing to get outside the region for that event too.
As far as I know, we're not asking for matching $1,500.
Okay.
We were just looking to do $1,500,000 towards mental marketing, but then retooling that to be $1,500
mm-hmm.
towards the winter.
Perfect.
Fair.
Yeah, if we don't have to be concerned about that, because there was one grant that was a matching funds grant.
It is on here.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
But we were going to use it under just the general grants fund.
But I'm confused because looking at our paperwork that you guys wrote up, it does say matching ad grant, which I didn't really understand that term. I didn't know if that when they applied they said they would match or if that was our requirement back to the applicant.
So, again, the way the applications were done, Maggie, was just a little confusing. There was two separate grants you could apply for. One was
just
money direct to the group and one was a matching funds. The matching funds had a total of $10,000 complete, not just for one group, but complete. So once that $10,000 is used, there's no more money to do on the matching grant. So our subcommittee, and I'm sorry, my notes are incorrect, so I apologize to you because you're right. They did apply under the matching grants, but we were recommending it under just the general grant fund.
Okay.
Charlie, you look like you have
some ready to make a motion.
I like that. Make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we fund the $1,500 for promoting the Winter Street Fair and help out the Morro Bay Merchants Association.
And did you want that allocated $500 towards the actual festival, $1,000 towards advertising, as Jennifer stated?
I would like to do $1,000 towards marketing and $500 towards the festival.
Perfect. As Jennifer has recommended, do we have a second on that motion?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. $1,500, 5-0. Next up on the list, item number 12. We had already motioned and passed that, 4-1.
Well, and I have a mistake on that I need to bring to your attention as well. So on my overview notes, I had written $2,750, but the amount that they had applied for was $4,250. So on my review sheet, I do have it right. It says $4,750, but on my two-page synopsis, I had the amount wrong.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, they were the same. They were the same. Okay. The volleyball and the wrestling were both.
No, they're not. I'm. They're not, Charlie.
So we were looking at actually 1,500 then.
No, the wrestling was 42.50, and the volleyball was 27.50.
Right. Okay. Was for $2,750.
The motion
right.
Was different.
Right.
So can we pull that?
So we've effectively given them about 65%, 70% of what they requested.
Equal opportunity for the boys and girls.
Again, I think this was a situation where they were filling out the boxes and they added up to over $4,000. Last time they were given $1,500, so if you want to stick with your $2,750, that's almost double of what they
I would like to stick with my original motion, and if that works for the board.
No need to even motion that. It's on the books. It's done. It's put to bed. Number 13, a controversial topic, Yo-Yos for Beginners Convention and Competition by the Morro Bay Merchants Association. The subcommittee did vote after reviewing it to pass on this event, and there was an email of public comment from a Robert Fuller Davis about this event. He said he could not be here to give his public comment about it. And subcommittee members, Jennifer or Charlie, you were the ones who voted to pass on it.
I'm going to maintain that we pass on the event,
unfortunately. I will point out the event is in June, and typically our hotels perform very well during that time. So I view it as a seasonality, just not really necessary to fund anything.
And I still hold by my position as well.
Jennifer holds by her position. Mr. Newton.
Yeah, I polled members in the organization I work for, which is young adults, and because we were thinking that this was like a young adult kind of event, and they all had the response, yo-yo is kind of kind of not cool. So the data for me was like, okay, well, then it's not something I'm going to support.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie, you made it clear. I would agree to deny any funds for it. Maggie?
I would agree with that.
Jane?
Don't want to fund it.
Okay. Public comment? Ms. Stewart, good to see you again.
Thank you.
So I do have the letter from Robert Davis. I will say that Beverly Ford is a member of the Merchants Association, and we do support her in this proposal. So Robert's letter was, I asked the advisory committee to reconsider the subcommittee recommendation to pass on this event. Below is the supporting statement that Ms. Durr provided to the Merchants Association. Based on that, this two-day event clearly has potential to attract many overnight visitors. This is a brand new kind of event that we have never seen in Morro Bay. The novelty and ease of entry makes it an attractive new venture. I would like to see this kind of innovative and imaginative proposal be supported, and let's see what level of interest it draws. And then from Beverly, she says, Grandma's hosted a yo-yo day in June with almost 100 young people attending. Now, these were young people. They were not young adults. It was actually pretty huge and amazing. They were through the recreational program located in Morro Bay. We also had many adults and teens. I've been in contact with several organizations who support this concept, including Duncan Yo-Yos and Toysmith, who donated 100 yo-yos for our two-hour event. I was instrumental years ago in the 1980s in starting a yo-yo group, which was held every Saturday during the farmers market. The city of Chico eventually held an annual competition during the farmers market with a stage and roped areas designating the performance area for safety reasons and so on. This event grew beyond anything we expected and is now an international event held in Chico, where the Yo-Yo Museum at Bird in Hand, a novelty store, is home of the world's largest yo-yo and a major distributor for all brands of yo-yos. Kind of reminded me of our skateboard museum and the contests and things associated with that. She has identified a wonderful new group for beginners on Facebook. They host weekly yo-yo tricks, support one another in perfecting their chosen sport, and so on. And I'll say, you know, again, when I first heard yo-yos, I was like, yo-yos, you know, come on, that's not the 60s. But apparently, it's a big thing. They have national and international events in Sacramento, in Los Angeles. There's no event like this that's starting kids in on the sports. She can get people who teach yo-yo to children, and that was the whole idea. Saturday, they would come in, probably preceded Friday night, but certainly Saturday night, maybe by another one of those kind of restaurant walk-arounds where you eat different things at different places. The teachers who charge about $1,000 each for their services, which is covered by the kids' entry fees, come in, teach the kids for the day, and then the following day, the Sunday, they actually have the contest to see who wins and gets prizes. So it is kind of family-centered, overnight, interesting concept. I know it's kind of a risk, except that she has experience with it in the past. So in our mind, as a Merchants Association and bringing all that energy into the downtown, no alcohol involved, hopefully highlighting our local restaurants and food purveyors, that just seemed like, gosh, maybe it's worth a try. And a lot of, if you read her thing, there is a lot of built-in funding for it on behalf of the event itself. So I can maybe answer some questions. She could do better, but she couldn't be here.
Thank you for your public comment.
I will say just really quickly, if for a new event coming to town, that it's a totally new event that we've never dealt with at all. Our town doesn't know. Honestly, we would probably need to put $5,000 towards this to effectively get it promoted and get people here.
That sounds very reasonable. And I also agree with the no alcohol in the yo-yos, because if you were drinking and swinging yo-yos, it sounds like a good way to lose a tooth. Very dangerous. Taylor, you have a comment?
Just one in response to the public comment. You know, I think that, like, when we're looking at spending money on things in town, focusing on things that are already established, like the skateboard museum and our skateboarding, if I were to use funding, I would rather have the funding going to a skateboard event than the yo-yo event, because the skateboard thing's established, and that's where I would run with that. You know, we can't do everything, so let's focus on what we got. And it sounds like there's already a yo-yo thing in Chico. Why not a skateboard thing here?
So you don't want us to yo-yo back and forth about these events. I get it. I'm sorry. I could not resist. You just teed it up for me. Any other comments from the board? Then I believe we're looking for a motion.
I move that we do not fund this event this year.
Second on that motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0.
One thing I'd like to bring up is I would like to have this event brought back to us again and next year, if possible, if they're interested. And possibly not in June, but I think that there is some merit to growing new events. This is a family-friendly event without alcohol, which I really appreciate, and in the middle of town for the Merchants Association to bring people in. So I would like to revisit it for next year.
Mr. Chair, can we...
Well said, Charlie. I would actually just like to reiterate, Susan, Charlie's thoughts there on that. Bring it back, and possibly not in June, and it could be something we would revisit in the future. And Jane, you had a...
Can we move number 15 up one, because depending upon what happens with the money, we might have more money for number 14?
I don't...
I didn't hear this last motion approved. Was it approved?
The motion was approved 5-0 for the yo-yos to deny funds.
Okay.
After the motion and approval, then Charlie just recommended that they bring it back next year, put in a different month where we're looking for more traffic. Yeah, who knows? All right, next on the list, Jane is requesting to reverse these two events as listed here. I don't see a problem with that. Jennifer? Okay, so we will skip around here briefly. Number 15, then, we will now take next. It's the Harbor Festival. The subcommittee did vote to match funds of $14,000, and there's some contingencies attached to that. Would Jennifer or Charlie like to elaborate?
I think we'll both probably talk about it a little bit. So they applied in both categories, in the matching grant funds and the direct grant funds. This committee has gone through some pretty significant changes. They have a new board. And so, I mean, they really need funding, to be honest. They really do, to make this successful. And it is a big deal for us. We're having the city do a proclamation for Maritime Month, which starts with this event. So the whole month will be all around Maritime. So we have that. We have the San Salvador. We have Surfboard Art Festival. We've got a lot going on that month. When we get into the – I'll go through the financials really quickly, since you don't have them there. The money that we had talked about, so what we specifically said was that we match the funds required specifically under these categories. So they've got their site expenses, which is golf carts, website, awards, trophies, trolley, the margarita materials, event insurance, radios, tech, ice, wine, the alcohol license fee, as well as electrical, umbrella, canopies, and toilets. That was what we recommended to fund against specifically, not, like I mentioned, they have already funded their fireworks, so that is not an issue for us at all. So we were talking specifically about rental and site expenses for this event. Charlie, you want to talk more?
This event has to happen. It is our core event for Morro Bay, and I'm glad that we're able to work up to the grant, and I'm almost ready to make a motion because this event is... super important. One thing to note is that we are trying to push the event so that they will be self-sufficient after 3 years, and I think that's an important factor in giving large grants to a group like this. They need to work towards a model where they are self-sufficient.
Isn't this a free event?
Yes, it is a free event. There's no gate fee now.
Exactly. So that's, again, for the future. I don't know how we can sit there and tell... When they're not making money except through grants and support in the community, how can we sit there and tell people you only get this, can come back to us for 3 years and be self-supporting? I don't know how they're going to do that. But so in the hard costs, on the $14,000 you recommended, it goes for hard costs. What were those hard costs? What's the total of those hard costs?
It's site expenses and rental, so going through each line.
Well, what did it total out to be?
It's roughly $14,000.
Okay, so the $14,000 is going all for hard costs, nothing for to help them promote the event?
Let me see. No, that's how we wrote it up, Jane, was specifically that.
That's what they wanted. They wanted money for the operational cost of the event.
Okay, so the point is that TBID could go ahead and earmark funds to support the entire month, which would include this event. And is that our plan?
That is correct. That would be part of it.
All right, then I recommend that
Taylor does have
a comment he'd like to make. Go ahead, Taylor.
I agree with what Charlie was saying, and that this event is so important for Morro Bay historically and future, and we really do need the Harbor Festival, and I fully support that. I've been disappointed in the past, and I know that they've tried new things every year, and I think that what they tried last year was great. I really have difficulty with the fireworks part, and personally, from the data that I've collected and the people I've talked to, I feel very strongly that fireworks are not a quality part of Morro Bay, and I'm disappointed that it's already been decided. I feel like if they hadn't already spent the money on fireworks, that they could spend some of that money on hard costs, allowing us to spend money on marketing. I feel like marketing and getting people there is really what the money is to be spent on, so I'm disappointed on how that was arranged. And I want to say that I want to fund the Harbor Festival, but personally, I can't support it with the fireworks.
Thank you for your comment, Taylor. Is there any other comment from board members, Maggie?
Yeah, I guess I still have another question. So if they're getting, what are their other funding sources? To Jane's point, if they don't get take admissions, are we pretty much, and you said they somehow,
No, they have other funding. They have a grant that they get from Chevron,
okay.
I believe one from Shell. Those come in very late, so they submit them. They seem to get them every year, but it's pretty late money. And then they do, last year they did get money from the Harbor Department as well, which I don't know if they are or not. I'm not aware of that, but I know that they are going to ask for funds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jennifer, of the 14,000, how substantial is that percentage-wise to their budget? Do we have any rough idea even?
Their total budget is, expenses are $111,000.
Okay.
And they're about negative about $38,000 right now.
$38,000 under.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things that they do, which I think is really great for the merchants in the Embarcadero, is if you have a business down there, you can have an outdoor booth space for $25. I mean, they've really made this about local companies. You have to be a local Morro Bay business to have a booth at the Harbor Festival. So I think that's really nice.
Absolutely, Taylor.
Last year when we funded them, we really funded them a lot, and part of it had clauses like we're working with Brent and stuff like that. Did they submit a report on numbers like they were supposed to and all that stuff?
The numbers from last year?
There was supposed to be like analysis that went with that, so that because we were last year we had talked about, you know, trying to make this more self-sustainable with the amount of money we were funding to get analysis back, some kind of reporting. And just to put it bluntly, Brent told me they didn't.
I'm not aware of that, Taylor, so I'd have to look into that.
Because I found that very disappointing, because we said it on television. I personally said, if you don't do what you said you're going to do, I won't support you.
Again, everyone needs to abide by the rules, and if we're going to give money, they need to come back within 60 days with the full accounting of their event. And so if that actually is the case, I think that we need to really think about this. Is really an important part of our due diligence, is making sure that the funds that we give out are used correctly. I'd also like to say that fireworks is probably, in my opinion, should be the last year in Morro Bay. There's a lot of better ways to spend that money. I know that there are companies that do laser light shows, and a laser light show against the rock would just be incredible. That's my thought, but the fireworks would not be funded by us. I want to make sure you know that.
I hear dissension amongst the board on this. Jennifer, when are they looking for an answer from us? Is this something that would be prudent to kick back until the next meeting and get a little bit more data where the money went last time?
I think we'll miss their event, to be honest. It's coming up really soon.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, and they did submit what their... I'm trying to find my paper, their income was per year, but I don't know if they submitted to Brent an analysis or not, Taylor. So they might have. I'm not aware of it. And, again, I think there's just an unfortunate situation that we have a transition here. They also had a transition, extremely big transition on their board as well. So, but I have no problem making them adhere to those details, definitely.
I would like to support them for the $5,000 and not the $10,000 on top of that, because from what I read, they asked for $15,000, and I would be fully supportive of the $5,000 and taking out the $10,000, which I'm saying is what they should have not spent on fireworks.
Is that a motion I heard?
Well, I have a question. So they already, not even knowing if the event would happen, they already purchased the fireworks?
That was my understanding from Don. I guess that they were concerned about getting them done because there's price changes, and so they did that mm-hmm. before we ever even met with them.
And also, I just have to make a comment. We've worked with Don Double D for years and years. John Sulu was involved in this. They've always given us an accounting of use of funds, so I'm a little surprised that they haven't.
We can request that as follow-up.
We're paying for all the hard costs right now, $14,000. They've paid for the firework. So my question is, what other hard costs are they paying $100,000+ for?
You want me to go through their line items on their budget?
No, but I'm just saying, is there advertising in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That's not part of the hard cost. How much is the advertising?
Hold on, I got to find.
There's going to be a lot of logistical fees. There's going to be emergency services, just clean
so they have they have $31,000 in their ad budget. It includes KSBY, New Times, Tribune, Tallulah Press, Dimes Media, Central Coast Family Magazine, Rock Radio, KTIP, Bakersfield Radio. Total advertising budget is $31,140.
Okay, so my question is that they're going to have to spend that, so maybe it would behoove us to think about how to spend the $14,000 that would benefit us better. So maybe we can talk about advertising with some of this $14,000 rather than hard costs.
Heads and beds would come and benefit the hoteliers significantly more by advertising, so maybe they just need to do some line item shifting. We allocate the $14,000 as was recommended by the subcommittee, but maybe all of it goes to advertising.
I love that. I think it's a great
idea. Then
we
can feel good about where our dollars are going. We spent $14,000, and I do agree the event is an identity for Morro Bay. And I don't want to put them in a bad place since they've had a lot of turnover. I know there are a lot of volunteers just like us. So what are the thoughts, guys?
Well, I'm thinking that I like the concept, and I think that it should be earmarked for marketing. And the reason is that if we're looking to have events be self-sustainable, if they can in the future, if we're giving them operation funds every time that they're asking to put the event on rather than market the event, then we're putting the event on. And so I think that that's a really wise decision to retool this. And I know that we'd like a motion.
Well, I want to just say one other thing, and that is they're looking at Chevron Shell and the Harbor Department. The Harbor Department might be able to do immediate funding. We can do immediate funding. The other grants that they're waiting for their hard costs, they're going to need some startup money. And so I would rather see us say, hey, have $4,000 in hard costs and $10,000 in marketing. I would rather have us look at that because we want an event. This event changed from 2 days and actual people were here even watching them set up from a three-day event to 1 day. And this event was as big for the hoteliers as the car show. So I would rather see us do some money in hard costs because I think for them to put on this event is going to take, they need some immediate money. So I would like to make a motion.
I heard a motion there. Go ahead.
And the motion is that we grant the $14,000, but the use is $10,000 in marketing and $4,000 in the hard costs. They already have their sources for marketing, so I don't think we have to say you have to use mental marketing because they're doing some of that, but we can definitely do some coordination there.
And, of course, reminding them about we're looking for self-sustainability in 3 years. So think about generating revenue from this.
And accountability for how the money is spent.
Well, I agree with accountability, but the self-sustaining, I don't think I want to put that on there. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that might not
I
be
disagree
good
with that. I agree with the accountability. Every one of these grants should have mm-hmm. $500 even. Motion took the 3 years out.
Second on the motion by Jane, and we're not worrying about the 3-year self-sustainability.
I second that.
Second by Maggie. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Me.
Taylor abstains? Okay. Motion passes 4-0-1. Last item on the agenda, Morro Bay Triathlon all-out events, and we're looking for a matching ad grant request, and there was a big question mark attached to this. Kristen, at public comment earlier, gave some thoughts on the event, and Jennifer and Charlie, would you care to elaborate?
I just want to mention before we start that we have $9,000 left in our budget.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the summary, Charlie.
One triathlon. Of the things that, you know, the triathlon, it's, you know, an interesting event for me. It was one that I was under the misconception that we weren't giving money to for-profit events, and that stems from my service on the unincorporated TBID board in Cambria, where we were told, it's only shoulder season, and you're not doing any for-profit stuff. I think that if we fund it in the future, they really should support a local nonprofit. And I love the concept of getting them together with Pacific Wildlife mm-hmm. and the Marine Mammal Center. I think those things, it could really work out for us. If the event is what it is, and I know that events, triathlons and marathons, and these really draw a lot of national and sometimes international racers and press, mm-hmm. and it sounds like they have gotten a good track record. So I'd like to revisit it and give them something.
Well, I'd like to see them have the $9,000, but I would like to also get involved in the marketing on this too. So my thing is that I would like to see them. I mean, I would really like to see a minimum of $5,000 in marketing, minimum, and then hard costs also. I don't really understand everything that they wanted because we denied it, and then she came back with something else today. But I think I want that $9,000 to go to them, and I okay. do agree with partnering them up with the soup. And make it a weekend. I also want to say one thing to the hoteliers here. We have small hotels. The marathon really, you know, these triathlons and, you know, they help the small hotels that don't have two beds in a room. The wrestling and the baseball stuff, families can't necessarily house themselves financially efficiently in the small hotels. So we have to look at events like this also for small hotels. So that's what I have
Maggie,
to say.
Unless you have any comments, I heard a motion from Jane, darn near.
I do have a comment. Okay. So, or maybe I'm trying to clarify the motion. You're making a move that we fund all the remaining $9,000 we have left in the budget?
Well, it's $9,000... yes, I do. And because it's upcoming in November, it could partner with the soup. It's our down season. And that this is this filled up, I know it filled up my hotel. And
you're looking for $5,000 for advertising,
I'm looking for $5,000 for advertising, and then the $4,000 I think they needed for hard costs.
Was
and
that
again,
a
I would like you to meet with both of the soup people and these people, and I'd like them to partner with that nonprofit. It would just work so well.
Let me throw in some more thoughts for you on this really quickly. So both those groups are not affiliated with mental marketing in any way, and so I think it's really stepping beyond what we should do, asking mental marketing to do the ad placement for them when they are not receiving any additional money for that expense. So,
well, if we earmark $5,000 and it goes to mental marketing, why isn't that $5,000 going to mental marketing?
It can, Jane, but...
Oh, okay. So that's what I wanted. Amend my motion. Is that okay, Jennifer?
Well, the problem is that I'm asking them to now do additional work and not get any additional money for it. And it's really pressing the bounds of our scope of work with them, where the other groups are already under contract with Mental Marketing, and that's why I felt comfortable doing that, and I talked with Marianne about that. I don't know if the triathlon has an agency partner at all or not. You know, I have no idea what their situation is.
Jennifer, could we just earmark the funds and then afterwards ask for an accounting where we just need to see the $5,000 was used towards advertising any way they see fit, since it is their event to do so, to
That's
advertise
totally reasonable. And they specifically said $4,500 for marketing in their outline.
And there you go. There's another $500 they can advertise, because they're going to be experts in advertising in triathlons, which is a very specific elite group of advertising. So just look for an accounting after the fact.
One of the I think we need to hold back funds, and I don't know why I'm thinking, but I think that I would prefer a $5,000 just straight grant to them and hold off and keep a little bit in our back pocket. So if you don't mind, I would like to make a motion.
Well, I got a question. What are we holding it in our back pocket for?
Well, what do you...
next year...
What about the others that may come out of the woodwork, like the Bird Festival in January is really the one I'm thinking could really benefit getting $5,000. They haven't come out and asked us for money, right? They haven't asked us yet, but they are. They're coming at us. I know they're late in the cycle, but that one event is the one event that I didn't want to see not get talked about or funded. The triathlon, I think, is worthwhile. We denied it at first. Coming back and giving them the entire amount, I just can't see it. I'd also like to think that they should be, as a for-profit venture, that they should have a three-year window of making it a self-sustaining event.
Well, unless they partner, but I agree with you. I'm fine with amending it to $5,000 and give them $5,000. I'm fine with that.
I'll second that.
Okay, we had a motion. We had a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposition from me?
Opposed.
From Maggie as well. Motion then passes 3-2.
Good. We're done with the grant.
Yep. What about the...
We also have to talk about the Frisbee Festival, the Hula Hoop Festival, the Hacky Sack Festival, Jack's Barrel Full of Monkeys, and a Jump Rope Festival.
Let's go through the review of the June. Let's go through the...
You forgot badminton. All right. So then that concludes our review and approval of the 2016-2017 grant applications.
It was painful.
Guys, real quick, we'll just wrap this up. We concluded the grant applications. We had several more things on the agenda. We can postpone those till next time. We should revisit the TOT on the next meeting. I feel that would be prudent. We're 30 minutes over time. I know I cannot stay any longer. I imagine a lot of us have places to be. Mm-hmm. We also were looking for a marketing update. However, before we wrap up the meeting, is there a declaration of future agenda items we should discuss at the next meeting? I'll start from my right. Taylor, a declaration of a future agenda item? No? Charlie? I do not. Maggie?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if next meeting, but we need to quickly get on revamping the grant application process. Because I see it as needing to move up in time and also be revamped, and I think we need some lead time to make that happen. So,
okay, we'll review
next
that.
Next meeting, but in one of our...
At some point in the near future, we'll review that. Jane, anything else for future agenda items?
Yeah, when we review that,
I also want to talk about if we even want to be involved in events.
That's a reasonable discussion
and
to have.
The other thing is maybe we can get a report, an update report on the Bureau dissolution and the money that's left over and how, you know, it's going back into our account.
I'm sure that will come up the next meeting organically. Is there any other things to declare for future agenda items?
I would like to request a full accounting of every grant that we gave last year.
Very reasonable, Charlie. If there are not any future agenda items, then we would like to declare this meeting adjourned. It is right about 11:29 a.m. for the record, and I would appreciate a gavel next time. Thank you all.